Hey, what's going on?
Good. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
I got all of a sudden got really nervous when Noah called just a second ago and said, Rob will be calling you back in like 5 minutes.
Oh my God, now I'm nervous.
No need. How are things?
Good, man. Really good.
Cool. Well, as a fan, I say thank you. It's been 10 years since we had an album of all new music from Matchbox 20, and we are very excited to hear the whole thing.
Where did that go? Isn't that crazy?
I know. It is kind of wild. It is. What took so long, do you think, between the third and fourth full-length album, like of all new stuff?
I don't know. Like, after that third record, I went and made that solo record. And then everybody was kind of busy. It's weird to say, but after my solo record, you know, I went toward that, and we were all kind of busy, but we wanted to do something. So I think that's when Atlantic had talked about the idea of wanting us to put out a greatest hits. And I think the idea behind it was, let's put out a greatest hits, because, you know, a greatest hits is starting to really mean nothing at all, because you can go on iTunes and make your own greatest hits.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just put it together, and, you know, and the only way that we would do it is if we can go in the studio and record. We wanted to do a double record, and so we compromised with Atlantic and did 6 new songs. So we put out that record and then toured that forever, and then I went and did another solo record. So there's always, you know, been, like, I've spent all that time either in the studio or on the road, but we just weren't kind of ready, I think, to put in the effort that it was going to take to make the kind of record that we knew we wanted to make until now.
Well, Paul and Kyle and Brian, they were also working on side projects while you were doing the solo records, right?
Yeah, I mean, Paul put out a whole solo record with a band that he has called the Break and Repair Method. And then Paul and Kyle were together in Nashville, you know, writing songs for up-and-coming songwriters and new artists in Nashville. So, and then, you know, everybody has families and just lives going on. And so, like, we're kind of lucky in the sense that we've enjoyed that kind of a success where when we made this record, it wasn't that, you know, we're out of money, we need to make a record kind of record. You know, this was a let's make a record because I'm really kind of dying to make another Matchbox Sony record.
How do you think you guys are collectively different since you've had all of those experiences kind of apart from each other? How are you as a band different now?
You know, I think it really helped a lot. You know, the going out and learning how to do this on my own and you know, touring alone and making records with other people. I think you just go out and you kind of collect all this knowledge. And then when you come back in, you know, everybody's been out doing the same thing, and everybody kind of steps in the room. We're like, hey, we know now, let's do it. And so I just think there's a confidence that kind of comes into it. And there seems to be, like, we've always been really lucky in that we're, as a band, like, we fight all the time, but we only fight about, like, music and direction. Like, we don't have a lot of personal fights. And so I think that means that now we fight even more, because we all, you know, now we all thought we really knew what we were doing. But other than that, that's the only downside to it, I guess. A little bit of knowledge is a dangerous thing.
Did I read that you guys moved in together in Nashville to write the record? Is that true?
Well, we rented this place. It was like a cabin/studio. And we all, you know, we're just kind of living there for a while. I think, because everybody lives so scattered, we're all over the country, like in New York and L.A. and Nashville and Miami. So we all had to kind of, like, when we started writing. And we would go out to Paul's studio in L.A. and we would write for a week, and then kind of my studio in New York and write for a week, and Kyle's studio in Nashville and write for a week. And then once we kind of amassed all these songs, then we went into Nashville to start, like, pre-production and figure out what we liked. And we got no farther, like, we got no closer to the answer in Nashville. We just wound up spending, like, a couple $100,000, and I think half of that was on wine.
Was it like a frat house? Was it just you guys?
It was kind of like a non-sporty frat house, you know what I mean? Like if there's one of those frat houses where, you know, made up of kind of girly musicians, that would be it.
And you wrote, you guys took into the studio. How many songs did you take in for this record?
There had to be like somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 or more. But you know, like a lot of that were just like these kind of verse and chorus and bridge ideas. They weren't like, you know, solidified lyrics. Like some of these lyrics we didn't really have until, like, the day before I would go in to sing them. You know, like, then we'd finally, because you're like, okay, you knew you had all that time, so we could just keep writing it right up until you walk in the studio. And then, you'd sing it, and we'd come out and listen to it and be like, well, you know, that doesn't sing as well as we thought it would. You know, how can we say that better? And then, you know, kind of change it around. So it was nice to have that kind of time, too.
Did Nashville, being such a music town, have any influence on what you guys were doing for this album at all?
It's hard to say. I mean, in a way, Nashville's always going to influence us because Kyle has been living out there for a number of years. And so he, you know, there's a sensibility, I think, that he picks up as a writer and as a musician. But we were so, like, far sequestered outside of Nashville. Like, we were, like, out in the middle of nowhere on the outskirts of town. So I don't think one time we actually made it like into Nashville proper, you know, or like actually really, I don't think one time we actually interacted with other human beings. We were just so far out there that it was like Lord of the Flies kind of territory. It was pretty remote.
She's so mean. Loving it. So good. Love it.
Thanks. It's a fun song.
It is totally fun. But what made She's So Mean the one that you wanted, that song that you were going to come back to us with after all these years?
I don't even know if we still know. I think we're, you know, it's not our favorite record our favorite song on the record. But, you know, the hope is that you would make a record where you wouldn't want to start with your favorite song. You know, like you want it to be a journey that everybody kind of uncovers along the way. But there was something about the fact that it was just fun, and it was, you know, we're coming into the summer, and we wanted something that was kind of a little jarring and not quite everything, you know, that we've done in the past, but upbeat and fun. And so I think we just, you know, by process of elimination, like the whole time we knew there was three songs, a song called Our Song, a song called Put Your Hands Up, and this song, and that we were kind of bouncing around and asking all of our friends and family, and it was like for the first time we even got Atlantic Records involved, and, you know, and asking them like what they thought. And this is, you know, just the one we all settled on.
I think it's a great lead single. A couple of years ago back here in Toronto, it was about 2.5 years ago, it was the Cradle Song Tour. You and I chatted briefly before the show at Massey Hall. We were talking about Twitter, and that was like 2.5 years ago. And then you were saying, you know, it's kind of like another full-time job. And here we are. It has not gone away. If anything, I think Twitter has completely gained steam along with Facebook and now Pinterest and all the other social media. Does it still feel like another job for you?
Sometimes I think... It's funny that it feels less, it's weird, but it feels less like a job when I'm working because I feel like I have something to tweet about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I know that like if you have fans and they're following you and you're out, you know, doing radio interviews or you're touring or you're the video shoot or you're doing something like that, then you have some interesting content that you want your fans to see and you know they want to see it. It was harder for a while, like when you're on hiatus and you're, you know, you want to keep up with the Twitter, you want people to know you're still there, but your tweets are like, going to the gym, you know, and then you look at like CNN and you see that like, you know, there's people in Libya using Twitter, you know, to start a revolution and you're like, I'm going to Burger King.
Yeah, you're tweeting,
you know?
Your meal.
You're like, this is pretty lackluster, I swear.
What are the fans telling you on social media that they want?
They, you know, really, quite honestly, they want me to say happy birthday to them, apparently.
Oh, really?
that's like what all of Twitter is just, can you tell my sister happy birthday?
Can you please retweet this? Please retweet. Please retweet.
Yeah.
Are you guys planning to come to Toronto anytime soon? Are you touring?
Yeah, probably not until the beginning of next year, because we're going to, after all this promo and stuff, at the end of the year, we're going to be in Australia. Throughout the end of the year, and then we're going to do that tour in Australia and I think New Zealand, and then we're going to, after the holidays, holidays got to kick it off, we're going to come here and then tour all through North America.
Well, we look forward to having you back here in Canada and in Toronto specifically. I can't wait to see you guys.
We can't wait to get on the road.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to it, and I can't wait to hear the whole new album as well. That's September 4th, right, for North?
Yes, September 4th, for sure.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rob.
No, thank you. I really appreciate it.
And hopefully we'll see you guys here soon. Take care.
Okay, take it easy.